Gabrick to Kopitar. To Gabrick, who scores! Oh, it doesn't get any better than that.
The action on the ice might be over,
but we're just getting warmed up.
It's time for the Los Angeles Kings post-game show. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Morongo. Good times.
Toffoli to the net. Shoots. Scores!
With a full recap, highlights, scores from around the league, and your stars of the game, here are John Rosen and Darrell Evans.
Welcome back, hockey fans. Tough one for the Kings. He turned it on in the third period, generated good quality scoring chances. Just couldn't beat Keith Kincaid tonight in a very tough Devils defense. Best chance we probably saw late in the game. There was one from Kyle Clifford in the third period where he was crashing the net and just freed one wide of the goal mouth and Kincaid. Also one from Trevor Lewis and Nick Shore in on deep as Keith Kincaid stopped all 28 shots to shut the Kings out. The Kings moved to 2-2 on this trip. And now when you look at the Pacific Division standings, neither San Jose nor Anaheim play today. So the Kings now with 55 games played remain at 69 points. San Jose, 54 games played with 63 points. And Anaheim, 54 games played and 62 points. Moving on now as we continue the post-game show. Time now for the highlights, which are brought to you by Rusnik Pasadena Audi. Only one goal scored in this one, and it came 4 seconds after the Kings took a minor penalty. More about that in a moment. But, you know, when you talk to Daryl Sutter, some of the things that really seem to irritate him when he talks after the game with the press or on non-game days, goals off of face-offs, and that's how New Jersey was able to cash in. Kopitar, Shen, Martinez, shot, score from the point, and the Devils take a 1-0 lead. This power play remains red hot. That was Schlemko just wristing it towards the front of the net, and New Jersey strikes first here in Newark. It was Schlemko's seventh from Travis Zajac at 5:19. There were some bodies in front, one Devil, two Kings at the time, and that one might have caught a King before getting past Jonas Enroth. It caught something, and since Schlemko was credited, we're going to assume it was a King. No fault of Jonas Enroth on that goal, as he was quite good for this Kings team here this evening. This afternoon, and they needed him. He stopped 17 of 18 shots, but that was the game's only goal. Zajac wins the faceoff to Schlemko. Schlemko drifts to the middle of the zone, right inside the blue line, unleashes a wrist shot, catches off a Kings defenseman, and beats Jonas Enroth. That was the only goal of the game. Shots on goal in the first period for the Kings, 9 and the Devils, 8. After two periods, it was the Kings 7 for a two-period total of 16, and the Devils 5 for a two-period total of 13. And then in the third period, the Kings outshot the Devils 12-5. L.A. finished up with a 28-18 shots on goal advantage. We're going to take another break here, Kings fans, and when we return, hope to have tonight's or today's three stars of the game for you, as well as the out-of-town scores. The new NHL.com just having a little bit of a hiccup today with the game and event reports. So unable to find it out there, but should share that with you momentarily. There's a couple other new numbers for you. The Devils now in their last seven games, 4-1-2. They have scored 13 goals and allowed only 10. So they're winning games. Only one regulation loss in their last seven, even though they've been averaging fewer than 2 goals per game. I'll credit as well to John Hines, who's found ways this Devils team to win and remain in the hunt. And by winning this game today, they leapfrog over Pittsburgh for 65 points, as well as the New York Islanders, into a playoff position in the Metropolitan Division playoffs. We're going to take another break here, Kings fans, on Talk Radio 790 KABC and the Kings Radio Network, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
For Valentine's, I'm going to treat... Oh. Didn't see you there. Just checking my hair in the mirror.
Your top reasons to visit Morongo.
Valentine's Day specials, including wining and dining at Cielo Steakhouse.
Number 2.
You could win a share of $150,000 with Morongo's Great Wall of Cash.
And the number 1 reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
You could win a Mercedes GLC 300 this Monday, President's Day.
Morongo, good times.
Blocking a puck traveling 100 miles an hour takes incredible skill and talent. But you know what takes even more skill and talent? Developing life-saving treatments and surgeries that doctors at Children's Hospital Los Angeles perform every year for thousands of sick kids right here in L.A. So please, join the Kings in supporting life-saving care and research at Children's Hospital Los Angeles. So if you live L.A., give L.A. Make a donation at chla.org/kings. That's chla.org/kings.
Nick Nixon here for our friends at AAMCO. These days, more people are keeping their cars longer. If you're one of them, listen closely. Your transmission is one of the most important parts of your car. And with newer cars, you can't tell if your car needs a transmission repair. If your car just doesn't feel right or a service light is on, there's only one place to go. That's AAMCO. For a limited time, mention LA Kings Radio, and the guys at AAMCO will check your transmission for free. And if your check engine light is on, AAMCO will read and report the trouble codes to you at no cost. That's right. Why pay up to $100 somewhere else? AAMCO can take care of all your car care needs. Over half the cars serviced at AAMCO don't even need a rebuilt transmission. Call the pros at 1-800-GO-AAMCO or log on to AAMCOSOCAL.com for the center nearest you. That's AA. MCO, AAMCO, transmissions, and a whole lot more.
Most vehicles may not be combined with any other offer.
The Kings are out for 3-5. Catch every bone-crunching hit here, 790 KABC.
Welcome back, hockey fans, and getting ready to wrap up our broadcast here. The Kings fall to the New Jersey Devils by a score of 1-0. On a Sunday afternoon here in Newark, New York, Sunday morning. If you're listening in back in on the West Coast, and a big thank you to everyone joining us here today on a very special Valentine's Day, and a big happy Valentine's to you and your family and loved ones. Looking at today's three stars, all from the Devils. Number one star of the game, his first career shutout. He made 28 saves, Keith Kincaid. Really, for the first two periods, wasn't particularly tested. The Kings were getting the puck into the offensive zone. They were getting shots off, just unable to beat Kincaid and having trouble getting that puck over to the dangerous areas of the ice and getting pucks and bodies to the front of the net at the same time. But credit to Keith Kincaid. No softies in this one. Stood tall and made his first career shutout. Number two star of the game, David Schlemko, he had the game-winning goal. And the number three star of the game, Travis Zajac. He had an assist, and there was, I wouldn't say controversy, but I tended to believe that the Kings did not agree with the call that led to the game-winning goal, the game's only goal, where it was Vincent LeCavalier getting tangled up in his own zone. There's a couple of bodies colliding, and LeCavalier had lost his stick while the Devils player had fallen down, and a whistle was blown. And then after the goal was scored, we saw LeCavalier having a chat with referee T.J. Luxmore, perhaps asking for that explanation. Moving on here is just about, we're about finished to, about ready to finish up our broadcast here on this Sunday afternoon. Looking right now at some scores from around the National Hockey League. Of course, this was an early one today, so only one other game is final right now. And so that is Buffalo, 4-1 win at home over the visiting Colorado Avalanche. Elsewhere around the league tonight, Boston will be at Detroit later on this afternoon. That one getting started about 10 minutes from right now. And St. Louis at Tampa Bay, as well as Philadelphia at New York. So want to say a big thank you to everybody who helped put this broadcast together. We're going to do that in just a little bit, as we're going to take one more quick break here, Kings fans. When we do that, just wrap this one up here from downtown Newark. And thanks again for tuning in here on this Sunday afternoon. We'll be right back on Talk Radio 790 KABC and the Kings Radio Network, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
For Valentine's, I'm going to treat... Oh, didn't see you there. Just checking my hair in the mirror.
Your top reasons to visit Morongo.
Valentine's Day specials, including wining and dining at Cielo Steakhouse.
Number two.
You could win a share of $150,000 with Morongo's Great Wall of Cash.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
You could win a Mercedes GLC 300 this Monday, President's Day.
Morongo, good times.
Well, it's new, but not new. Where's the shock, the surprise? I just want to feel listened to, like someone really understands what I want.
We hear you, and it's time we change things up at McDonald's. And it starts with all-day breakfast, taste-crafted burgers and chicken sandwiches, even table service. Hey, we get it. You're not asking for the world here. Sometimes hotcakes for dinner just make sense. So come in and see the changes for yourself at participating McDonald's. All-day breakfast menu varies by location.
Nick Nixon here for our friends at AMCO. These days, more people are keeping their cars longer. If you're one of them, listen closely. Your transmission is one of the most important parts of your car. And with newer cars, you can't tell if your car needs a transmission repair. If your car just doesn't feel right or a service light is on, there's only one place to go. That's AMCO. For a limited time, mention LA Kings Radio, and the guys at AMCO will check your transmission for free. And if your check engine light is on, AMCO will read and report the trouble codes to you at no cost. That's right. Why pay up to $100 somewhere else? AMCO can take care of all your car care needs. Over half the cars serviced at AMCO don't even need a rebuilt transmission. Call the pros at 1-800-GO-AMCO or log on to AMCOSOCAL.com for the center nearest you. That's AA. MCO, AMCO, transmissions, and a whole lot more.
Most vehicles may not be combined with any other offer.
Hello?
Hi, Jeff. I'm a helpful Southern California Honda person, and I'm calling to give you a random act of helpfulness.
Wow, that is awesome.
We heard you're a softball coach.
I've got three teams, and our primary objective is to help them attain scholarships through softball. We've helped over 100 girls get into college.
That's amazing. But your pitching machine is broken?
Yeah, every time we try to take it in, they're just saying that it can't be fixed.
Well, the Southern California Honda dealers want to help. We're going to get you a brand new pitching machine.
Oh, my goodness. That that is really cool. Oh, wow. I was not expecting that.
Today, we helped a coach help his team. And we can help you any day with a great deal on an award-winning Honda, like the Accord, the best-selling midsize car in California. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful Honda dealer near you. Jeff was randomly selected and paid to be on the radio. Based on IHS Automotive Polk California new retail non-luxury traditional midsize car registrations for year-to-date August 2015.
Talk. Evolve. 790 KABC.
Welcome back, Kings fans. Once again here from Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. The Kings haven't found that second gear yet in 2016. A look of what their schedule has been like here in this new calendar year. A win over the Flyers, a loss at Colorado. A win to Toronto, a loss versus St. Louis in a shootout. A win over Detroit, a loss versus Ottawa back at home. A win in Anaheim and a win versus Dallas. Then losses to Minnesota and at Arizona. A win in the overtime, big win at San Jose, loss at home to Colorado. Win at Arizona, loss versus Anaheim. Win at Boston, loss at the New York Islanders. Win at the New York Rangers, and then a loss versus New Jersey. Win one, lose one, except for the other one, that Minnesota, Arizona, and Anaheim-Dallas stretch. Win two and lose two. So the Kings, well, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if that continued just at least for one more game as the Kings go into the NHL leading. Washington Capitals Bar in the Verizon Center this coming Tuesday. We will have the Pizza Hut pregame show for you at 3:30 p.m. Pacific time with a drop of the puck scheduled for 4 p.m. as the Kings face off against Justin Williams, Mike Richards, and Washington Capitals. Also some guy named Alex Ovechkin, who we hear is pretty good as well. So that game coming up on Tuesday afternoon. We should also have a few reports over the next couple of days chatting with some of the former Kings as we're planning on attending the Capitals practice tomorrow from the Kettler Complex, Kettler Capitals Iceplex in suburban Arlington, Virginia. Big thank you to everyone who helped out with this broadcast. That starts, of course, with my broadcast partner and Daryl Evans. Big thank you. He's right now hustling downstairs, already has hustled downstairs. He's helping out on the Fox Sports West broadcast. Big thank you as well to Colin Yee and Steve Palett in studio, as well as Chris Majkowski, our on-site technician up here on the booth. Big thank you, Chris, for all the help over the last couple days. A big thank you to everyone back home listening, and a very happy Valentine's Day to you. Final score, 1-0 Devils, as the Kings outshoot New Jersey 28-18, but unable to solve Keith Kincaid in a very stingy
New Jersey Devils structure and defense. That'll do it for us here today. Enjoy your Valentine's Day, everybody. Bye-bye.
The Los Angeles Kings postgame show brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Morongo, good times is now over. But the Kings' quest to reclaim their throne is far from over. Be sure to tune in next time as the Kings go for 3 cups in 5 years on your home for Kings Hockey. Talk Radio 790 KABC and the Kings Radio Network. The Kings are on a mission to reclaim their throne.
Kopitar wins the draw. Muzzin pulls the trigger on a shot. He scores!
Don't miss a second of the action as the Kings go for their 3rd cup in 5 years.
Defaulted to the net. Shoots. Scores!
Kings. Capitals. Tuesday at 3:30 on your home for Kings Hockey. 790 KABC.